With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk about stuffing your balls into a sex device. I've never even conceived. I'm pretty protective of the testicles. You know, it doesn't take much to really get a pretty severe response for a guy. And some girls understand it. Some girls don't. Like, it can be a debilitating.
Yeah, I don't want to put you in that situation. So, that's all I respect for that.
It's pleasant. You know, like, with a girl, like, I've never had a great deal of interest one way or another. Mostly, I'm just like, God, don't look at those.
Now if you can shove them in something else, you don't have to.
Great. Now I look like what they used to call that, like a two-pecker chicken or whatever. but at the moment I'm kind of tossing it out and thinking, I don't think that's going to work. T tells me that he can finish fondling his own testicles and that there's a huge amount of people that love this, the idea of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is pretty over the top when you think about it. So here's listen to the testimonials.
I had the best experience with it. It gave me the very first orgasm.
My first experience using the Baldo, I found it a lot easier than expected.
Using the Baldo with your testicles is completely different from anything I've experienced before, and would recommend it, definitely. It could extend the time of your sex sessions.
For me, it's almost like having that sexual moment with somebody else, which is probably naughty, but, you know, exciting at the same time.
My partner had a new experience, which I can only describe as like a ballgasm.
I did experience my first ballgasm. And it's completely different, obviously, from anything I've ever experienced.
I would absolutely recommend the Baldo for anybody who just wants to spice things up a bit and keep things really fresh.
You look for those little bricks of extra excitement and sparks in your relationship, and this is definitely one of them.
So apparently it is taking the world by storm.
Introducing the Baldo, the world's first dildo that uses your balls for penetrative sex. The Baldo is unique. It uses the erogenous skin of your balls to give the wearer a different type of orgasm. The Baldo's internationally patent-pending design is made from 100% skin-safe platinum silicone that can stretch over your balls with ease when putting on. When on, the stiff inner core prevents the tip from collapsing when thrusting. Unleash the pleasure for you and your partner. 2021 is the year of the Baldo. We need your help to start the ball sex revolution.
The Internet.
Bringing the world to your fingertips.
Information.
Technology.
E-commerce.
And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
From concept to reality, Baldo, B-A-L-L-D-O, Baldo, what's its name of it? Hey, Jerry, you crazy bastard, how are you?
All right, Johnny and Nikki. I'm good. Still crazy, don't worry.
Listen, good to meet you, man. Good to talk to you again. It's the Baldo is a real thing. From concept to reality, Is this, are they selling fantastically?
Well, I can say yes. We did incredibly well with our crowdfunding campaign. We got up to 500% of our target that we needed.
Wow.
Which is amazing. So Baldos are being made right now. We opened up our tooling, which maybe that's, you know, a bit of a comedic word there for a mold, but you know, it's they're being made right now, essentially. So I put in the post some samples of the product, and I was calling you to see whether you got them or not.
Yes, absolutely we did. And then, so when we spoke to you before you, what stage were you at then? Were you already fully funded?
No. We just launched the campaign, and it was very early days, and it could have gone either way, you know.
So, yeah.
I think we funded pretty early on, and then it just kept going and going and going.
Would the United States part of that? Did we? Do you think it helped?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Good. All right. So he sent these. By the way, I'm holding it in my hand. Now I do get the concept a lot more clearly. So you the bullet part, it looks like a almost like a missile, but it's open on the sides, mm-hmm. so that you would have some feeling, and then you got to stretch this open. I'd say the most important part from dropping the kids in here is right out of the gate, make your balls hairless and lube, because you start tearing ball hair out, that's sounds like a pretty good way to lose the erection.
Or rubber snapping at
it's
your balls.
Not fun.
No, because this is silicone. Like, it's going to grab. Yeah. And it's going to grab and pull. It's not going to work out. And so you put them in. Now you got them in here, right? So now they're kind of like this.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put this all the way over the top here, and that's going to bring it out towards like being more of an erect penis.
Mm-hmm.
Do I get that right?
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Jerry. See, look, I can follow simple instructions. Now, I wasn't like intrigued, certainly interested, absolutely. It, you know, it didn't say like I'm changing my life stuff. T, on the other hand, started explaining to me that he really has a big fetish for this. I've never met anybody that could masturbate without touching their penis, but he says he does it every once in a while. He does it simply by playing with his own testicles.
Wow. Okay. That is quite unique, you know. I think what this product does is just sort of maybe help the people who can't do that enjoy their testicles.
Yeah.
And the sensitivity in them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, everybody, here's the thing. We all know it. If you do all the crazy stuff right out of the gate, you have to look for new crazy stuff, because like drugs, the more you do, the more it takes to get off.
The crazier gets crazier.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but here's what's interesting. I thought, is this more of a gay product, or are you finding out that heterosexual couples also are going crazy for it?
It's, do you know what, Johnny? It's kind of more hetero, to be honest with you. I think that the gay sort of scene hasn't really picked up on it yet. You know, we've had a fair bit of interest from that area, but it's mostly your buddy, you know, people who are on the edge of crazy, want to try something different, maybe bored of just, you know, normal sex toys, dildos and things like that, vibrators. This is something completely different. And, you know, we've always intended to market it to average Joe, you know, and that seems to be the customers we're getting right now.
And I think so this is like, say, now it could be, I mean, there's a lot, I guess, of different ways you could use it. You could use it, you know, like vaginally, but then you think you immediately go DP, right? Like, that's the idea. And I just, what do they used to call that? Two dogs in a bathtub?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That the sex act? Because you try to put the reason they call it that, Nick, is because trying to put it in there and then trying to keep them in there is like trying to keep two dogs
mm-hmm.
in a bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is the new sex act. We have to come up with, I mean, Baldo is the name, the verb, and the brand. But we're gonna have to come up with also a name for a sex act, so it goes into the vernacular of the everyday person. Have you?
I'm with you, and I have something on the tip of my tongue. You keep talking, I'll think of it. I know there's a word out there for it.
Yeah.
I can't say it on the radio. Put it that way.
I got you.
Something to do with things like peanuts, and something to do with having sex with the F word. So, yeah, it's that thing. Maybe you can say it for me.
No, I got you. So you, this is a very serious thing, though. Once you get into this, and do people say they're getting orgasms? Guys are getting orgasms from using it like this, or is it just more of the experience of getting weird?
No, it definitely, the stimulation's there, and it's not something that's just like a sort of first time, then it goes away, the buzz fades away. It's stimulation, just like normal sex, you know. So it's a repeatable, as it were. I think there's quite a few different things you can play around with position-wise, but, you know, once maybe on your second or third attempt, you're likely to have a ballgasm, which is where, you know, you have an orgasm from your balls, effectively. So it's not for everyone, but, you know, with the reports we're getting, on the whole, orgasms are go-go.
You realize how absurd our conversation is right now, Jerry. I'm glad it's happening. It's funny, and I know people want it, but I'm just like, this is very, I just stepped out aside myself for a moment just to think about what I'm doing for a living currently. Your mom and dad, like, you've told them about this, right? They know.
They are, they look at me in a different way, Johnny.
But, you know, what a confusion it must be for them, because you're being successful. This is going to work. It's going to make money. It's going to be a successful product.
Yeah,
but they're not going to tell their friends what you do for a living.
No. You know what? It goes either way. In my sort of group of friends or social acquaintances, you either get the ones who are just like, oh, my God, that is so amazing.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's awesome. It's everything. And then you get the cold look from the others. you're a sicko. I really don't want to know you anymore. Do I want to know you? You know, it's that kind of look.
Yeah, but those people aren't fun. Like, when you can always tell, like, is this definitely a crowd separator. If you laugh at this, you're going to be my kind of person. If the eyes get narrow and the girl gets like, nobody is going to put those in me. I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I bet you're not very fun. So I'm going to move on now.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, there's this website. It's one of the top sort of cult comedy websites in the U.S., Something Awful. There was a thread on there which went on for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it sort of became, it gave the Baldo a cult status in the sort of, you know, comedy circuit, I suppose. So it's certainly just the start of things for us, when, you know, in terms of spreading this. And our little character, I don't know if you saw him on your website, Chuck. Somebody was even talking about making a cartoon with Chuck in it. You know, he's basically a pair of talking balls. Did you see him?
Yes,
on the
yes,
video?
Yes, yes. He's very good. Yes. Chuck is he's a pair of balls, but he has no legs, but he has arms.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Because all balls do have arms and a face.
And I believe he's flipping everyone off as well.
Is he?
Or does he only have one finger? I can't tell.
I don't know. I haven't looked in that much detail at his arms. I just stopped there at the fact that there's a pair of talking balls on my screen.
So if you just joined the show, co-creator Baldo.com, it's happened now. The world's first testicle dildo. And I mean, listen, I was just thinking, okay, what if you finished? And she's like, oh, I sure like to do it again some more. And you're like, I'm pretty tired. You're like, I think I got something. Because maybe, you know, she prefers the hip motion. Maybe you wanted to try some kind of a penetration thing. Maybe you want to do that way. Hell, man, I mean, there's just about a million different ways you can go with this.
You don't know until you try.
It's
the best way for hetero is legs up by the head, and for your partner to pull it into her. Mm-hmm. So they get their hands behind the spacer ring and just gently sort of ease it in, and then once it's in, it kind of stays in.
What's the plug
or something like that?
What's the
those two?
There's Amazon position.
Yes.
You seen that?
Yes. Yeah.
T showed me this one day. Some poor dude had his legs pulled, like his legs pulled back,
mm-hmm.
and then she was kind of sitting
on
top.
I remember this.
Right. But I'm like, so you know about the Amazon position, Jerry?
I don't. I should do, but I don't. I'm sorry.
Give it a Google. It's worth. It's worth a Google, Amazon position. That may be the thing for this guy, for the Baldo.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, think we have to credit you for that, Johnny.
You know what? You feel free. I give it to you willingly because you've created something that's going to bring pleasure to the world, happiness to this world. This world's been pretty divided lately, and I got to tell you, I think you're doing the Lord's work, Jerry.
Can we stretch to world peace?
Yes, yes. Where's your Nobel Peace Prize? You know?
That would be something, winning a Nobel Prize for the ball, though.
Yeah, on your T-shirts, it should simply say, have a ball.
I'm going to have to employ you for the marketing team, Johnny, for sure.
I'm telling you, Baldo, you'll have a ball. You know, it's just there are many, many jokes. And again, I think it's great because I'm looking at these videos of very real couples talking, and the chicks are like, no, I thought it was grand. It was really amazing. Like this and that. And I'm like, wow, those are pretty open-minded girls. Because, you know, it's no weirder than a butt plug.
Hmm.
But maybe it is. But it's, you know what it is? And it's what everybody wants. It's something they haven't done before.
That's right. And we're running out of things that we haven't done before, aren't we?
We really are. We really are, man.
I didn't want to bring it up, but yeah.
I've tried to counsel younger people. Like, they'll be really going after it with a girl, and it gets super advanced, super weird, super quick. And I'm like, look, you got to slow down, man, because what's going to happen is you're going to run out of stuff. You got to pace yourself with the weird. Otherwise, you're running out of everything by the time you're 25. You know, you're over there hooking, you know, jumper cable batteries to your balls.
You're exactly right.
Well, listen, we're gonna field test this. T is going to try it, and he's going to do a review. You want to hear something real disturbing, Jerry?
Yeah, go for it.
So T is on our show. T is he swings. He and his wife, they've been married a long time, but he fancies himself of a real sex educator. Like, he has such confidence in himself, he would record some tips, a section just called Just the Tip with T-Bone. Now, it covers pillows, tickles, games, mutual masturbation, an orgy, internet, spanking, the big ending, kiss and touch, big finish, threesomes, technique, pubic mound, holder, confidence, sleep sex, mouth love, role play, prolonging, grind and swivel, stuffing, making love. He covers all these. What subject, if you caught any of those caught your ear, would you like to hear his thoughts on these things?
Of course, yeah.
All right. Let's choose one. Threesome, orgy, pubic mound. Actually, which one are you most proud of, T?
I kind of like the kiss and touch one is good.
Are you sensitive one. In this?
Yeah, this is a good one.
This is T's, it's called Just the Tip. I'm going to play it down the line so you can hear it.
And now, to help you be a better lover, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents Just the Tip, Sex Tips with expert lover T-Bone.
Okay, the one thing that always guarantees a woman to get hot like a Little Caesar's pizza is they love to be kissed and touched all over their body, okay? So what you do is you give just a little light, just kisses, little bird kisses. Ooh, a little pick here. Right behind the ear, work your way down the neck, okay? Now, if you just want to skip, you don't want to go all the way down the back, you'd show off, you want to be coy, and let's say she's wearing a skirt or shorts and stuff, you can go to the ankle. Or if you're into feet, you go to the feet. I'm not a foot person, so I start at the ankle, okay? And just give little kisses. And also, every now and then, when you hit certain parts of the body, like, you know, the knee, things like that, give a little bite. Give a little tug and stuff like that. Now, you could do that with other body parts too, whether it it'd be an erotic body part or whatever, but here's the main, or if they got a part that's pierced, they love, if they got something pierced, that means they want that played with. Now, the more you play with it, the hotter they're going to get. Now, the important thing is, you don't want to go in there like you're a zombie trying to rip the flesh off. So, you get enough pressure in the teeth, or you got in there, it's like, oh, if you try to get away, you're not going to get away. You're trying to pull away from me. It's not going to happen. But at the same time, you're not causing a harm, but just a little nibble, 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 nibble. And you nibble, nibble, nibble your way on up the leg, And now, right now, she's starting to breathe heavy. Now, while that nibbling and that stuff and kisses is going on, you got two hands. You rub. You give side rubs. You start massaging the side of the rib cage. Maybe you move the one hand onto the breast, okay? You still got the massage going. Now, the other hand, this is going to go back into that deep, passionate kissing that you did at, you know, on the chest and that. You bring that technique in because you're going to get that hand up right on her face. And again, you're going to try to go. Your goal is to get that thumb in her mouth and get her sucking on your thumb. Because let me tell you, when a girl gets to that point where she's sucking on your thumb, she is hot. She's ready. She is steaming down there. Okay? It is the horniest thing that is that a woman, that, I mean, that's like the international sign of this chick is so horny right now, as if she is sucking your thumb. So you got your hand up there. Oh, she starts sucking the thumb. And that's when you start the kissing harder, start kissing harder. Maybe going a little dirty. You sneak in. Now you're inside the clothes. And then now you're doing smooches on the forbidden zones. And instead, you keep the thumb in there. Maybe move the thumb out just a little bit and kind of rub the side of her head. Caress her hair. Stroke the hair. But, oh, look what's going back. The thumb is going right back into your mouth.
So terrible.
This has been Just the Tip. Sex tips with T-Bone. Only on the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
Yep.
On behalf of America, I feel like I should apologize.
A man's a professional.
Thoughts, concerns, ideas. It's so terrible, man. He actually almost makes me hate sex, Jerry.
Well, do you know what? I was actually getting a little bit horny there, and I think, you know, that's quite a few of your listeners might have to go and take a cold shower there. Because, you know, he's got potential for sure.
Oh, it goes on and on. Well, listen, we're going to have him do Just the Tip for the Baldo. So you are going to be part of that.
Sex.
Yeah, for ball sex. He's going to do a ball sex Just the Tip, and we'll even send it to you, and you can use it or not use it, whatever you would like.
We'd love to hear that. As I said, the guy's a pro, so can't wait to hear his feedback.
Well, that, and he is apparently a big testicle fan. He is and trust me, I've worked next to him for 25 years. He juggles those balls like nobody's business, nonstop all morning.
Well, I was going to say to you, we've got a new kind of educational training website coming up, and it's actually called ballgasm.com, and that's going to be up a little later today. And that shows your guy how to put it on, how to wear it, how to lube up, and maybe with that information, he'll ace it on the first time.
And
orgasm on the first time.
Now, the first time you used this, I don't know if you're married or your girlfriend, but the first time you used this, did she really go, yes, this is a great idea?
Yeah, we both did. I'll tell you the truth. The first time we tried it was with, let's say, less than comfortable materials.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
We were both in quite a bit of pain, and it wasn't much fun.
Right.
So we spent many prototypes getting to the stage where it was, you know, comfortable, no pain getting on or off. But the first time we tried this particular grade of silicone, which was good, you know, we were both just like, wow, this is incredible or insane that, you know, I have my balls inside you. And she's going, oh, my God, I've got your balls inside me. and then the next thing, it was like, oh, wow, I feel like I'm going to have an orgasm. Why am I having an orgasm? My penis is outside of you.
Yeah, no, that's pretty weird.
You know, I was looking down at it, and it's just there, sticking up in the wind. And then, hey-ho, 2 minutes later.
Game on, yeah.
Fireworks.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, we'll get a full report back to you. It's great to hear your voice again. Baldo.com, and don't forget ballgasm.com, happening this afternoon. They're going to flip the switch on that and lay it all out in front of you. These are available for sale now. Get on the website, order them up. Hold on a second, my friend. Stay right there. I'm going to put you on with Mr. Jake. You, are you intrigued? There's yours.
Yeah.
This is for you.
Yeah. No, I am very intrigued. I mean, it's a different type of orgasm.
I'm very happy for you.
It's you know, if you tried and went for it.
Hey, man, listen, I'm not going to lie. If Sassy was like Miss Von Fancy Pants, mm-hmm. if she was like, hey, that sounds really fun, I'd be like, okay, I'll try it. But
that's one. It makes your legs weaken, you know, in the knees and that kind of stuff.
Does it?
It's a completely. I mean, it's a different kind of than a regular orgasm.
Yeah.
But it feels
so
good.
So does thinking with you and reading and stuff.
No,
you.
But no, are you seriously? It is. It's a different. It won't.
This is the same guy who had a poopgasm.
Sadly, I feel that anything's possible with him, though, because of that reason.
Yeah.
He'll open a door to places we don't ever think to want to go.
Well, I didn't even know they were places to go.
No.
See? When you explore around, you find out.
You what around?
Explore around. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those. I mean,
What made you want to finger punch your gooch?
Yeah, I heard. It was one of those things I heard a little bit about it.
Where did you hear finger punching your gooch?
I mean, it's on the internet. But, you know, it's just one of those. And I tried it out and found the right spot. And it's just like, you know, it blows your mind. You know, and then what happened?
Thumbing your taint blew your mind, huh?
Because it's a different kind of orgasm. It's one of those that makes your whole body convulse and it's up the first time because it's that.
I think you're such
powerful.
A sociopath and you love yourself so much that just touching yourself in any fashion makes you happy because it's you touching you. I do. I think it's like the thumb in the mouth. All I can think of is he has to control somebody. He's got to humiliate them every time.
I just think of him convulsing and somebody walking down the room
he's
on
like,
him and
bang,
going,
bang, 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 bang.
No, you don't move it. You hold it still. You know,
oh, you're very.
Yeah,
look, I don't know what you do, man.
You just hold it still. Right. I mean, it's easy. It's the area right
nope.
down there that you
why don't
gotta
you
look away.
Why don't you sit on a pool ball or something?
It's not the same. It's not the same kind of pressure.
He can tell you. He's been there. He's not the same.
I don't know.
I mean, you can't. If you go too far back, it doesn't work. If you go too far forward,
yeah.
It's not good.
If you go too far back, you get a whole other thing. Yeah. All right. Well, you're welcome, Kansas City.
This has been the website of the day, only from the Johnny Dare Morning Show.